Hey, you guys, welcome to Wednesday's edition of the podcast. So many things to be thinking.
And also, we asked the question yesterday, do you want Alpha Bucks left in? And an overwhelming amount of people, yes, you do.
You call it Alpha Bucks.
Did I just say Alpha?
Hey, David,
oh,
off air, you say
do you know how many times I've come close to saying that on air? Like, I like a mild stroke. Oh, shit, don't say it.
And Mitch, our audio engineer, has to beep all these swear words. Shit.
Does he?
Yeah. He beeps them.
Is going to be bleeped?
Nah. If I said he has to bleep that too.
Oh.
Yes. And he's feeling sick today and he brought his germs to work. So sucked in, you have to stay longer to beep. Don't you bring your germs to work. I got holidays in a week.
Did you bring your germs in here?
Anyway, Sean McAuliffe is on the show. He'll be rapt to be associated with that last 1 minute on air. You got to impersonate
Milo Kerrigan at the guy who plays Milo Kerrigan.
So exciting. Yeah. There's things. Enjoy. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
This podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen is delivered to you by the one place to find all your breaking celebrity news and so much more. Yahoo7.com.au/BE. It's the radio show that took a woman like this.
I told you, anything can come out of me. I've got radio Tourette's, you know that.
And introduced her to a man like this.
I would quite regularly stand out the back and egg passing trains.
And together, they make a radio show kind of like this.
I'm Italian and hold a grudge till I die, and then another lifetime goes by and I die again. So that's why we work.
And I sometimes forget my own name.
This is...
The M. Rossiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
Hey, happy Wednesday.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
You're wearing emotions on the outside.
Do you ever have those days where you feel like all your nerve endings are on the outside of your skin, they've been dipped in acid and every bastard's a bumping into you?
Not as often and clearly as you do.
I am going to be Katy Perry-ing it in Rio today. I'm down the inside. I'm very upset.
You have a nice new jumper on, though.
Yeah. As my mood deteriorates and my clothes get more and more outrageous.
I do like that somebody can be upset in a rainbow jumper with a sequins. What is that?
Bengal tiger. Yeah. Thank you so much. Look, it's going to be great. Anything can happen. I've already yelled at all the team. It's going to be a great day. I can already tell. It's hump day, thank God.
Yes. You said it. Here we are.
Hump.
Great.
For your day.
Hump day.
It's not a root day. It's a Wednesday.
Humpy.
M love the hump. Humpy day.
It's hump day.
Some of my best work.
We have Harry Styles tickets to give away, Katy Perry tickets to give away, $50,000 for Alpha Bucks. I'm not even opening my eyes.
Hey, everybody, nothing matters.
What's the first?
Bit of Nile.
Oh, that's okay. It won't shock you to know that I was a big Barbie fan growing up.
This is cutting edge.
I know. but I actually love Skipper more than I loved Barbie.
Run me through who Skipper is.
Skipper's her, like... tomboy cousin. She was a brunette.
Oh, right.
So she obviously was not allowed to be as tall as or as glamorous as Barbie. But I always had a soft spot for Skipper, and Skipper would always end up having a mad affair with Ken.
Really?
Yeah, always. Like in the scenarios, because I had Barbie's dream house with the working elevator.
Ooh,
100%.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't have much connection with Barbie. My sister had Barbie, but she's 5 years older than me.
Okay.
So I wasn't around. I was old enough to pull Barbie's head off.
Yeah, that,
and
a lot of that.
Jam it in things.
See, I ended up...
Sometimes in me. Wait, you keep going.
Jesus. I'm gonna. I got really into He-Man and She-Ra, so I had Castle Grayskull, which when you spoke into it would turn your voice into Skeletor's voice.
What?
Yeah. So you could talk into the top of Castle Grayskull and you'll become Skeletor.
Oh, sick.
So I put the Barbie dream house next to Castle Grayskull, and that had amazing times.
Yeah.
But
good
always.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, 100%. But Ken was always the same. He looked the same. Ken never got... It was just Ken with his helmet hair and his little scarf around his neck.
Androgynous.
100%. Yeah. Homosexual, obviously, too. But now, very exciting, finally, I'm 38 years old. Don't think I'm not getting involved. Mattel is introducing 15 new looks for Ken.
15?
Including giving one
Settle
of them...
Settle down, bitch.
Yeah. Sounds like Oh my God, you're becoming me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hectic chops beer.
100%.
100%.
No, she's 100%.
Oh, I say 100%. Yeah, right? But they give you like this. They're giving one of them a dad bod.
Where?
Yeah, Ken's getting a dad bod.
Yes.
So there's going to be, there's a choice of broad, slim, and original.
Broad is dad bod, isn't it? Yeah.
I love that there's original.
He'd be the one getting all the attention, though.
Dad bod.
Yeah, it turns out women love a dad bod.
Dad bod Ken. Well, yeah. Some women do. My husband is keeping it tight.
Is
44,
he?
I'm happy to say.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not doing the same, but I'm working on it. So, yeah, I love the original idea. You can just go back to the original if you want. He's going to have modern hairdo, such as cornrows and a man bun.
Yeah.
Wow. How does a plastic man bun work? That's just going to look like a donut on some worms.
It'll look
it?
As stupid as a real man bun, I
oh,
imagine.
Oh, so dumb. Yeah, if no. you're rocking... I told you I saw clip-in man buns the other day. I showed
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, get in the bin.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You know, I had a man bun once.
What?
So it was an accidental man bun.
Oh, I love an accidental man bun.
I didn't mean
to
have it. I had been on a long tour, and then all of a sudden I found myself in New Zealand. At the end of this tour, the hair got too long. I just couldn't be bothered going to hairdressers. And all of a sudden, a TV show called me up and went, "Hey, someone's dropped out. You're in New Zealand. Can you get here to do this pilot?" And I was like, "Sure, I can come and do it." Ronnie Chang had missed his flight, so I went and did it. And
oh, you two are very similar.
We're basically the same.
I can understand how you slid in for Ronnie Chang.
People confuse us all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, people are just like, "Hey, Ronnie." I'm like, "This is embarrassing."
I am not Ronnie.
I'm Caucasian Harley Breen.
He's Chinese Malaysian Ronnie Chang. Yeah.
Anyway, so I went and the hair was just everywhere and I went, "I've got to put it up." So I put it up in this little tiny man bun thing just to do the pilot, thinking it'll never see the light of day.
Is there footage?
Yeah, there is.
Please
see, we'll see if we can find
right
it.
Right now.
Actually, I know exactly who I can... No, it's not online because it was just still the pilot.
Oh, God, I need to see
but
the
But I know
accidental.
The person I can contact to find it. And it's not good. And in fact, the fringe was too long to make it in there, so I was holding that back with a peg.
You're a mess of a human.
I'm a Ken doll.
Now, a few weeks ago, I brought to your attention something I thought you'd enjoy. A group of college kids were looking to hire a dad.
Yeah, because they were away from their... They'd moved away from home to go to college. They wanted to have a barbecue, and they all realised, I reckon... we don't actually know what we're doing.
We don't actually have a grill.
Yeah, that was what they realised.
They had a very specific list of requirements.
But you can't just be anyone. Barbecue Dad has to fit the requirements.
You have to have been a dad for at least 18 years. You have to have about 10 years of grilling experience. You must call all of the boys Big Dog, Champ, Sport.
I love that bit best.
Absolutely my favourite bit
big
is
dog.
That. Big Dog.
Do you get called Big Dog? You're pretty big.
I do. Brody calls me Big Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Something like that.
Yeah, he does now.
Now
would you like me to call you Big Dog?
Sure.
Would you like to be Big Dog and M?
Wouldn't that be great?
On Today FM?
Tune into Today FM with Big Dog and M.
Yeah, I love that. That's about my most favourite thing. I wish we had more sounds in the show.
We actually have a lot of sounds.
I hope we're playing Justin Bieber soon. Go.
That imagine he'll be speaking a language he doesn't actually speak. Now, I think, Am, you'll be happy to know they found a dad.
They did?
Not once, not twice, but thrice dad.
Three dads
Three
turned
dads
up to the barbecue.
They found. So they had Scott, Jim, and Pete turned
Could
up.
Could you get any more dad names?
Brilliant, right?
Scott, Jim, and Pete.
I love it too because Pete was dubbed Army Dad. And regaled stories about his time in the military and even taught the boys an Italian drinking song.
Right. That's the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
And then Scott earned the moniker Weed Dad. I think we can all find out why.
Because he likes to pull onion grass out of the ground
gardening
before the barbecue.
Weeding while the boys were sitting down enjoying something else that he brought in his pocket. You smell funny, Granddad.
Terrific.
And then Jim, he was dubbed Grill Dad, who bought his own incredible barbecue and made sure everything meat-related was top quality.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Congratulations, boys.
Someone was going to come with a grill. There was not going to be a barbecue.
No, that's right. But what I like about it too, because Jim is Grill Dad, he's the one that's actually fulfilled what they wanted. The other two guys are like, "What? There's a party."
I just like the idea that they were like Snoop Dogg wandering the neighborhood yeah. and they just heard some noise and wandered in
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Offered their services.
And Pete, army dad, like, what was his job? Just sitting down
Italian,
telling stories.
Italian drinking song.
Italian drinking
Come on. He was very busy.
And weed dad, well, he didn't have much to do.
Oh, yeah, a lot of green. That's enough now.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now? Stop your crying, I got tickets to Styles. Run your fingers through his curly hair, feeding pieces of a ripe pear. Delicious. Cute off band Karina, April 27th. He'll be there, it's on sale now. Through Ticket Tech, don't touch his hair or feed him a pear.
Whoa. That's right, we have two tickets to see Harry Styles to give away for What's the Superior today. I ripped this one straight from AM as I was driving this morning. Yep. They were doing a phone poll on who the best TV dad was.
Right.
And I thought, thanks, you guys.
What's the superior?
What's the superior TV dad, Sydney? Yeah.
And there's a lot to choose from.
There's so many.
And as, because I've already made my choice.
Yeah.
But as I was going through the list that our team put together for us,
yes.
I did see Eric Taylor.
Oh, and me went, too.
Why didn't I choose that? Because if the conditions was actual best dad.
Oh, my God.
Eric Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
Coach Taylor.
Oh, my.
Coach
he inspired
Taylor.
Me to be a better dad.
Tell me, Taylor.
While I was watching it.
It's one of the greatest shows I've ever. If you haven't seen Friday Night Lights, just go and binge it.
Five seasons.
Oh, my God. Oh, it fell apart in season two when there was the writer's
that's
strike.
Right. It's actually, it's a wonderful thing to watch from a creative perspective to see how important writers are. Because season one is
amazing.
Mint. Season three, four, five, mint. Two, rubbish. Because they had to go ahead without writers.
The actors just made it up on the spot.
Yeah, and it was bad.
But then they revamp it and he crosses town and, oh, my God.
Mate.
Coach Taylor. Yeah, he's good.
Anyway, that's
the
not
actual
my choice.
One. Yeah.
My actual one is more because of the actor who played the role, because I love him, but it's Denny Tanner from Full House.
Okay, I have everyone's sandwich just the way they want them. Turkey all white meat, turkey and Swiss. Swiss, no turkey. Turkey all dark meat, extra tomato. Turkey, extra turkey. Turkey half dark meat, half white meat. And peanut butter and banana, hold the turkey.
I guess you had to be there.
Wow.
But Bob Saget is the comedian that plays Denny Tanner. And Bob Saget, it turns out, is filthy.
I love that.
So do I.
For me, I was a big fan of Family Ties growing up.
Yes.
I loved Alex P. Keaton. I identified with his zest for life. Do we have... Okay, great.
I'm in love with you.
No, no, you're not. You can't be. You just think you are.
No.
Yes. It's very common. My position, my age, my socks.
That, of course, is Stephen Keaton.
Yeah.
It's Keaton, the dad. I love that show, Mallory and Jen.
What ended up to Stephen Keaton? Didn't he end up doing something odd?
Oh, God.
No, I don't know.
No, I haven't.
No, not really. But maybe, you know, like
a
changed career.
His son is a God botherer.
Yeah, he went and became a preacher or something like
no,
that.
No, no, no. That's Alan Cummings from...
Nah, it's good that we're live workshopping this.
No, that is Robin Thicke, whose dad was Alan Thicke from Growing Pains.
Yes.
His TV son, Kirk Cameron.
Right. Kirk Cameron. Oh, wow.
Who was in Growing Pains, is a God botherer. And his sister, Candace Cameron, is even scarier.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm really...
Your brain does that.
How's my facts? How stupid facts storing in my brain?
Yeah,
so, no, these guys are fine. The Keatons are fine.
Right. Keaton's
it
fine.
Was the Growing Pains family that had some issues.
Yeah, right.
And growing someone from pains. Full House, too.
Oh.
Steve in Chester Hill, hello.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Who's the superior TV dad?
Look, hands down, no questions about it. Homer Simpson. Best of all.
Oh, yes. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. We discussed that and agree with you, but it was like he's the funniest and the one that I've liked the most over the years, but he's also absolutely useless. Do you know the writing team on The Simpsons?
He has some moments.
You know, the writing team on The Simpsons have one rule when it comes to writing for Homer, and that's that he can't forget his own name. Everything else is open. Homer has to always remember his name.
Is that the rule for us too?
Yeah, well, I've been breaking that rule.
Oh, God. 13, 10, 60, we've got two tickets up for grabs to see Harry Styles live. Who's a superior TV dad? We'll take your calls next. We're doing this now. What's the superior thing we're talking about now? 13 10 60 for Harry Styles tickets. What's a superior or who's a superior TV dad? Kayla and Croydon, hello.
Hello, how are we?
Oh, good. You pumped for Origin tonight, Kayla?
I'll probably be sleeping.
That's right, Kayla. That's the correct
Who's a superior TV dad?
I reckon it's Ray Romano.
Oh, right. Everybody loves Raymond.
I find him
irritating.
Yeah. I do.
I
don't. Do you? I like the brother.
There's a lot of shame in the comedy industry when you're into things that the comedy industry decides you shouldn't be into. And
is that not okay, that show?
And Everybody Loves Raymond is one of them. It's like, if you'd be into that. I've watched it. It's a very good sitcom about domestic life when you live too close to your mother and mother-in-laws and all those kind of jokes.
I didn't know that was poo-pooed. I know that... Two and a Half Men and Big Bang Theory, you would never say aloud. Like, if you watch that show in the comedy world, get out.
Yeah, but have you seen it when they turn the laugh track to those shows off?
Oh, no.
It's very awkward.
Jared, hello.
Morning, guys.
Are you pumped for Origin?
Yes, I can't wait.
Yes,
pumped.
Go Queensland.
No.
What?
Get out.
Get in the bin.
Sorry about the state I was born in.
No, you guys are getting Billy Slater back, and even though he's got a busted shoulder, he's the heart of the team, and you can't play without
the
heart.
Don't spew your load before we get
to
the sports
report,
mate.
Oh, no, I've got so much
stuff.
You should see all the things I've got. I am an expert on Origin. Jared, who's a superior TV dad?
All right, well, my wife thinks he's me all over. 10 trips to Bunnings just to hang a picture frame. Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Good call.
Remember Home Improvement?
Yes, loved it.
Good show.
Yeah, by the time that was sort of rolling around, the family were watching the TV in my house.
You're allowed to.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. Michael in Northmead, hello.
Good morning, how are you?
Go Blues.
Up the Blues.
Yeah, up the Blues.
Get up them.
Whoa. Which TV dad? Who's the superior TV dad?
I believe Bryan Cranston is a superior dad from two TV shows.
Yes!
Howl from Malcolm in the Middle and Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Yes. It's a good call.
It is. You're right. And we were just talking about, I was talking about Malcolm in the Middle and I showed you the roller skating scene.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most underrated scenes in history, television history.
And Michael, have you seen the mashup between Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle?
No. Oh, but I will look that up.
Yeah.
Look it up. You won't be able to see the footage because they've locked that down. You've got to pay for it. But it's very funny.
Yeah. Hal and Walter combining. Yeah. Good call, Michael. Good call. Rachel in St. Leonard's, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Can the Blues.
I get pizza tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, do you know Domino's have reported that there's a 15% increase in pizza orders?
Really?
On Origin night.
Oh, you can't cook on Origin night.
Nah, that's un-Australian. Rach, who's a superior TV dad?
It's got to be Phil Dunphy.
Yeah, my kids would agree. Family.
Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know the goofy dad?
Yeah, I haven't really got into
Modern
Family.
You would like that show.
I watch bits and pieces, usually on planes. It's funny.
It's well written.
Yeah.
It's very well written. Yeah, my kids think Phil Dunphy is hysterical. Right. They would agree with you. Johnny. Oh, hey, Johnny.
Johnny.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you doing?
Up the Blues, Johnny. Calm the Blues.
Up the bloody Blues. Yeah. Free meal.
Yeah, baby. Changing of the guard. Yes.
I know, right?
I'm so excited. I'll be there, Johnny. I'm front and row, front center.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, man. Now, who's a superior TV dad?
I can't believe I'm going to say this, and I hope my mates aren't listening to the radio station because they're going to take the piss out of me for saying it. But,
yeah, bud.
Eric Forrester from Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh,
yes.
Johnny the truck driver, you are a constant surprise.
Eric Forrester, yes. I mean, he was terrible. He slept with all his son's wives.
Oh, no, right?
Yes. But he, I mean, if you want a silver fox who just blew up lives / saved lives, I can't believe we didn't think of Eric Forrester. Johnny, I'd give you the Harry Styles tickets, but I don't know if you'd know what to do with them.
Oh, I know.
Should I give him to someone else and we'll give you something else instead, something fun?
Absolutely.
All right, give Johnny a prize and let's give the tickets to Kayla, the 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Hey, Kayla.
Yay.
Yay. Johnny, the truck driver, who's exactly double your age,
yes.
has given you the Harry Style tickets and we'll give Johnny something else.
Considering you said you were going to be asleep for Origin, I reckon you're right up Harry Styles' alley.
We'll sort something out.
Yeah, she'd like to be up Harry Styles' alley. See you soon. I have a few trigger words.
Yes. Well, this morning it seems to be at least half of the English language.
Yeah, but you never annoy me. Like, you and
that
I...
That is not true.
No, you've annoyed me once.
Right.
We've only had one fight in 6 months. Compared to other breakfast teams, I'd say that's pretty good.
That's why I just sit here in the morning meetings and just put my head on the microphone and just like, don't create more things.
No, you're good. You never step into the energy space. No. You just like massage the edges of my meltdowns. Yeah. You're just at the side going, it's all right, mate.
Come on, mate, get up.
And that's good. I need that in a co-host. One of my big trigger words is when someone writes or says to me, oh, spoiler alert!
Yeah. And this morning, one of our producers...
We were talking about...
Unbeknownst to him, did a little funny joke.
It wasn't funny. 131060, I want to know what the expiry date is for you on a spoiler alert. Yeah. Say you got a television series or a football game. How long do you think is fair to, you know, like for you to say spoiler alert to someone? I think, I'll give you the example of the meeting this morning. Our producer, Max, someone told a story about Sex in the City and he said, oh, spoiler alert, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not okay.
But he was
first
joking.
Of all, that is, I don't care. First of all, Sex in the City came out in the 90s.
Not the movie.
Well, what was that?
When did the movie come out?
Mid-2000s?
Yeah, noughties.
Oh, right.
It's more than 24 hours, which is my rule.
Is it 24 hours?
You get 24 hours to consume a football match, a TV series finale, a movie, and then in my mind, open slather, it's on you, brother.
I get footy. Like, I get people wanting it not spoiled. I understand
that. You're fine.
But in general, a minute.
No, it doesn't.
I don't care.
Don't put me in charge of your eternal happiness. Yeah. If you've decided not to watch something live, that's on you.
For instance, if you haven't seen the new episodes of Star Wars, Han dies. Well, seriously, if you haven't seen
it
yet, it's been ages.
Yeah. That's hectic. I wouldn't even say that.
Oh, who cares? If there's the only people that are going to be truly offended to that are true Star Wars fans. And if you're a true Star Wars fan,
you should have seen
and
it.
You haven't seen it.
Agreed.
Then you're not a true Star Wars fan.
You're not.
And shut up.
It gets me every time. And it's the Game of Thrones finale's on. No spoilers. Yeah. I'm like, no, you've had 24 hours. There's a thing called the internet.
Yeah, you can watch it.
You can't be putting me as responsible for you. Then you don't go online. You don't talk to anyone. You take responsibility for your need to not know the outcome of something.
But I can genuinely, like, for instance, what was Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
If I'd known that Bruce Willis was dead the whole time, spoiler alert.
Don't.
I still would have watched it and still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I can watch and enjoy. I think Fight Club would have been ruined for me had I known that twist at the end.
That there's two people
are the one person. Well, Brad Pitt doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Maybe. But in general, I'm like, oh, does that happen? And then I'll still watch it.
Yeah. Well, I just get angry.
Yeah, right.
When people say, I once posted pictures of one of my tour costumes, and then I had all the people coming, oh, spoiler alert. I'm like, no, they're my costumes.
Yes.
If I want to spoil it, I'm going to. 131060, I just want to get people's vibe on spoiler alerts. Whether they think they exist, how long they last for. Let's get Sahara. Hi, Sahara.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, mate.
What's your opinion on spoiler alerts?
You can never, like, there is no limit. Don't ruin it for me.
What? Well, get around. What haven't you seen? Let me know, and I'll ruin it right now.
I'm watching Vikings. I've just finished season 3. Like, I work full time, so I barely get any time to watch it.
Everyone
and
does.
Someone spoiled it for me.
Ragnar's
and
dead.
Yeah.
Hey, Sahara, this is a historical series that you cannot call a spoiler alert on 400 years. I just feel
I
like
can
you
call a spoiler alert.
Sahara!
This
is a historical event.
Em's going to meet you behind the bike rack at school.
You can't call. It's like saying, don't tell me what happens to Jesus. Oh, don't want to know.
Wait.
Spoiler alert.
What happened to
Jesus? The last time I saw Jesus, he was hanging around a wooden cross.
What happened to Jesus? What happened to Jesus?
In my mind, Jesus was just leaning up against the cross. Don't spoiler for me, you guys.
As you know, when our shift here finishes, I am out of here.
Your ability. Sometimes you've just left and we're in a meeting thinking you're in the toilet.
Yeah, I've just gone.
Your ability to leave here. I know. I'm actually.
I made him look slow.
Want to be you when I grow up. I want to be able to walk out of here at 9:04.
Yeah. I beat other breakfast hosts to elevators.
We do have a competition with. With downstairs, Triple M.
See who can get out
earlier. Get to their cars first.
Yes.
It's generally them.
I actually forgot my jacket yesterday and came back up and got it and still beat.
Still beat Triple M. Amazing.
However, yesterday I had to stick around the city for another job.
Yes.
And I was in the city, and I'm not normally hanging around the city, and I noticed a thing that I was aware of but hadn't seen it in its prolificness.
Is this the thing that's written on the sheet that has perplexed you?
What?
Is it the thing that's written on the sheet, is this honestly what we're talking about?
Is that
about?
What we're doing?
Yeah.
No, we're doing my thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm surprised at. The jogging? What?
Yeah.
That's what's... You don't understand?
No. I don't know where you held up a sheet there about the next thing.
Explain it.
It's very confusing.
No, I'm surprised.
People are yogging. They're yogging around the city in their lunch break. Now, I knew that was a thing, but yesterday I watched people do this.
Oh, that's not creepy.
Over and over. Well, it's because of what I was doing. I was filming a thing.
Were you filming for television?
Oh, yes.
Are you Harley Breen from TV and radio?
I'm drinking's Harley Breen.
Yes.
So I'm just watching the people run and run, and a few of the takes we had to stop because people were running through, and it was all fine. And I'm like, it's your lunch break, and they're out, and they're getting sweaty and hot, and I'm like, why are you doing it? And then I looked at the type of people who are doing it, I'm trying not to judge.
Oh, no, let's unpack this. This will be fun. If I had music to stop, I would. What do you mean the type of people?
Well, it's not so much, I wasn't judging their bodies because I wouldn't do that. It takes all shapes and sizes to make up this fabulous tapestry of life. I just don't think they're running because they want to run. I think they're getting away from something.
Would you like to talk to a lunchtime jogger?
13:10:60. Why do you run? Because some people
during your lunch break at work.
Yeah. Now some people run mostly solo runners. I'm like, I get why you run. You're a runner.
Yeah.
You're doing that.
But sometimes the girls like to get together and go for a bit of a jog.
It's the big group of people who are running, and people, you know, the type of runner where they're puffing like this, like they're just
like a pug.
Everything is hurting.
You look like a pug
you're
right
like,
now.
Why are you doing? I am pug. They're like. I don't know why they're out there doing
fit.
That.
I don't understand wanting to take off
your work.
I don't
think they want to get fit. I think they want to socialise.
Look, if you jog on your lunch break, 13:10:60, call us now.
That?
Like, if you have to get out of your corporate gear, out of your work clothes, get into your workout gear, then
get
changed, then go back. I would imagine it would increase productivity. I'd imagine you come
Does
back
it?
Feeling like your serotonin levels are up, you're pumped.
When I finish, if I ever have a run, and it's usually because there's been a fire,
I'm
exhausted. I don't run, mate.
Those in glass houses should not be throwing
I'm not
stones.
Running.
Yeah. You should not be judging people running.
I have worked very hard on this dad bod. And I had to wait a long time for it to be fashionable. So I'll have you know there'd be no running from me.
So you want to talk to people who run on their
I just don't know
break.
Why they were doing it. Like, I get the runner. I just don't know why there's groups of people out there on their lunch
Again,
break.
Again, just how
sweaty.
Are you judging the non-runners? Just what's giving it away? Their breathing.
Their face.
What else?
The flushness
right.
in it.
And
the girth.
Maybe that's why they're jogging.
Oh, well, I'm not knocking it.
To get rid of the girth.
Just saying, but there's other times to run. I wasn't judging the girth. You were just leading me into that, and I was like, I'm not going to shy away.
Well, you kind of are.
No, it's not.
You're making an assumption on their physical appearance that they're not runners. I know plenty of rotund runners.
No, it's not rotund. Actually, all of these people weren't what you would describe as rotund. They just didn't look like runners.
Okay.
Things were floppy and they didn't have good arm movements. You know, they didn't look like they went for a run. Their clothes even. I was like, that's not running clothes. Look at all the people calling.
All right.
So I told you, there's a lot of runners. It's like the whole city's running.
13:10:60. Harley wants to speak to lunchtime runners. Those of you who leave the office, go get sweaty and come back. He doesn't get it.
I don't understand why you're doing it. Sit down.
Wow, how are we number last? I ask this every week.
You know what I do on a long lunch break?
Oh,
go to the pub, mate.
I was going to say.
Sink a beer.
No, jog. Keep fit, Australia. What? What was that Norm guy? Remember Norm?
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was an inspiration.
Take your calls next. Right now, though, Harley's confused by lunchtime joggers.
Oh, I mean, look, I'm confused by exercises in general. I wonder.
So amazing. You look. I know that you hate exercise.
Yeah, I just don't enjoy it.
And you don't, you're not a sport person?
No, not sport person.
No, you don't like sport. I'm a sport person in the team. There is a sports report coming up soon. Obviously, Carla Blues, Origin tonight.
Yeah.
But you don't really partake.
I'd never really seen, because I knew that there were people who go from runs in their break, their lunch break. And I was like, oh, do they? All right. But then yesterday I saw, it's not just a few people. The whole city feels like it's running. And I was like, what's going on? So I asked people to call in and tell me why they're doing it. Alison from Marsfield, do you run in your lunch break?
Absolutely. Like, it gives me energy in the afternoon to stop from falling asleep at my desk.
Well, how long is your lunch break?
I get 1 hour.
And how long do you run for?
The whole hour.
But how do you
What is wrong with you?
How do you get in and out of your clothes in time?
Oh, so, like, my manager's awesome. He just lets me sit in my workout clothes the rest of the afternoon.
Gross.
Just sweaty activewear for the arvo for Alison.
Yeah, pretty much. I love my activewear.
Oh, well, good on you.
Nah, that's not good for your bits. They need to breathe.
Yeah.
You can't be locking up the box like that for the arvo. And don't lock up the box, Al. Like, you've got to get out of that sweaty lycra and into some breathable fabric. I worry about you. She'd be using a lot of Caniston. She'd be going through a tub of natural yogurt a month. Oh, no, I think about that a lot.
Back and away.
As we all know, I was an elite athlete, right? And I lived in activewear. And no one told me I've got to cling on to the stuff that makes me happy, mate. I'm dead on the inside otherwise.
I just thought you were referring to a vagina as a Klingon then. Like, well, kind of.
But anyone who's active all the time, if you're a bike rider or if you get issues down there that they don't tell you about as a kid.
So do blokes.
You know?
Yeah.
Got to deal with that
stuff. Hey, man, you can get thrush. It's not a made-up 100%.
Lots of cyclists listening now. Scott texted me and asked me to get him some Vaso for his thighs. From the inside.
Thigh-vas.
For his inside of his
Thigh-vas.
Cycling. Yes. Vaso.
Laura. Do you run?
Yes, I do.
You're running your lunch break?
Yeah, at lunch pretty much every day.
And
with
how
a huge group.
How many people?
With a huge group.
Yeah. Anywhere to like up to about 50 of us sometimes.
Whoa. Where do you run?
all around the CBD, like around the Opera House, Harbour Bridge, over to Rushcutters Park.
How long does that take you?
Sometimes like anywhere they do up to like 20K, so hour and a half or so.
What do you work?
How long are you getting for your break?
I do, yeah, we do work, but, longer lunch break, very flexible workplaces that,
well,
I guess,
good.
See the benefit of us being so active and fit every day.
Do you get out of your sweaty activewear afterwards?
Yes, I do. I shower but it's quite a long process by the time you shower and then have your lunch and get back to your desk.
Wait, you eat lunch as well?
usually, at my desk.
See, I assume you're foregoing lunch to jog on the lunch break.
Where do you work?
That's amazing. I want to work. Do you work at Google?
No,
what's
I wish.
Going on?
I work at Macquarie Bank. So there's, a
Plug
big group
Macquarie
of us, like all different corporate organisations,
Macquarie Bank represent. Nice one.
All right, and we got Mark as well. Mark, you run for the reasons that I thought people were running for yesterday. Why do you run?
Me and the guys like to get out of the office so we can badmouth the boss.
Yeah, there we are. That's what's going on.
Thanks for your calls. Well, tonight at ANZ Stadium, Origin Game 2 is going down, so of course it requires this.
Balls, 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 balls.
Sport, sport, sport.
Balls, 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 balls.
I can barely contain my excitement. The time has come, you majestic dickheads. Tonight, State of Origin Game 2 is going down. The Blues...
Go on, the Blues!
...are looking to cement their stronghold on Queensland because word on the street is that Queensland is D-E-A-D dead. It's over for the Maroons. Their reign of terror is done. There's a changing of the guard as the new bride wears a blue veil.
Go on, the Blues!
Both teams will play at ANZ Stadium tonight. Where in completely useless news, they're expecting to sell 93,000 cups of beer, 15,000 buckets of chips, and 12,000 meat pies.
Boring.
Tonight, Queensland, welcome back favourite son, Billy Slater, who was controversially left out of game one. Coach Kev Walters was booed and mocked for his crap decision. Look, sure, Billy's got a busted shoulder, dodgy knees, and he's 57, but he's Billy Slater. He's the heart and soul of the Maroons, and you can't play without your heart and soul. Jonathan Thurston is also getting ready to finish up at the end of the series. He's rock steady on that. Stop asking him if he's going to come back, because he's done. But can we please talk about the fairy tale story of Andrew Fifita? The bad boy come good is the real key to a Blues victory.
Down the Blues.
Fifita has had a lot of unfortunate off-field incidents, but since has enrolled himself in a diploma course to work in juvenile justice and started removing his neck tattoos.
Karma necks.
Fifita is a playmaker. He has the ability to change everything, as he showed in game one. He can turn a game on its head. And tonight he's the key. If he's on, look out, Queensland. Mad props to this prop. He'll be the one to watch. New South Wales are going in with
an unchanged
lineup. The first time they've done that in 20 years. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now, coach Laurie Daly, a.k.a. Concerned Dad Lozza, had this generic football thing to say.
I think, obviously, it's a massive build-up. But, no, I'm pretty calm and pretty... pretty upbeat about things, but again, you know, we're just going to make sure that we don't play our game before we get there.
Thanks for making that up on the spot, Coach Laurie Daly. Queensland will have to surrender the shield if they lose tonight, but all I have to say is prepare to hand over the silverware, bitches. What time is it? New South Wales time.
Gather, boys! Bowls, 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 bowls.
Sports, sports, sports.
Bowls, 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 bowls. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
We have $50,000 burning a hole in our pockets. And
I'm sick of holding on to it.
And you feel like this letter, we can say it now.
We can say the letter now. So twice, I'm pretty sure on this, that someone's won on the letter L.
Yep.
And this is the letter today. Yep. The letter L. There's one question in there that somebody might get stuck on.
Yep.
But other than that, I really feel like this is a winner.
All right, let's find out. Belinda in Mount Annan, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, B. What would you spend 50K on?
I would take my kids to the snow, probably splurge a little bit, and then I would just get some debt paid off.
Yeah, good job.
Nice.
I like that list.
All right, well, you've heard it's the letter L, which historically is a successful letter, the Alpha Buck.
Fingers crossed.
All right, Belinda, we're going to get cracking into it because we're going to need some time to celebrate with you when you win the $50,000. Your time's going to start after the first question. The letter is L, as you've been told, and here we go. Name a vegetable.
A leek.
Name a profession.
Pass.
A star sign.
Libra.
Something you drink.
Liquid.
A music artist.
Lily Allen.
A word ending in N.
Linen.
An item of clothing.
Pass.
A car brand.
Pass.
A country.
Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, $500. Well done, Belinda.
Very good, Belinda.
Thank you so much.
Is that the kids in the background?
It is, yep.
Because they think they're going to the snow, and for $500, they're not even going to see the snow.
Oh, that's not going to cut it with my tribe, but it'll be a dinner out tonight for the Origin.
Yeah, oh, good.
Oh, yeah, Carnivores.
Carnivores.
That's good. She's got five kids, $100 a kid.
I have five kids.
Do the kids support the Blues?
They do, yes.
Can you get them to yell Calm the Blues into the phone for me? I'm really pumped. Go.
Yell out, come on the Blues.
Yell out, come on the Blues!
They said yell out!
That is the best.
Thanks. Oh, well, that's my little man. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Belinda. Thank you. Oh, my God, that was the cutest thing. She said yell out, come on the Blues, and they said yell out, come on the Blues! Yes! 131060. Our wedding or your wedding get cancelled the night before? / did one of the groomsmen or bridesmaids cheat with the bride or groom? So let's just take a two-pronged approach on this, and you'll understand why when we tell you the story. Bridesmaid live tweets after bride finds groom in bed with another bridesmaid. Wow. Whoa.
That's a confusing sentence, to be honest with you.
Well, there were three bridesmaids.
Yes.
One of them is the live tweeter.
Yes.
One of them is, she's cool, she's a mate. And yeah. one of them got into bed yeah. with the groom.
Did the funky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the tweets were, they were hectic and they were unfolded and people were mesmerized by them. The first one came out, y'all, I've had the most ridiculous 24 hours. Friend wants to keep the drama off Twitter, but is okay with me saying this. She caught her fiancé in bed with one of her bridesmaids last night. They were supposed to be getting married today.
Woo.
It was going to be a low-key backyard wedding. We're still doing the potluck and party. He's not welcome. She's changed the locks.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Anyway, I'll probably be MIA the rest of the day, but figured y'all appreciate knowing what was going on. It's been an adventure. Quick update. Potluck was fun. His crap is cleared out, and now we're going dancing to a good DJ and shooting paintballs at her dress. And then it escalates.
Yep.
Holy whoa, with an S word. Bridesmaid, secret girlfriend, and the ex are in Las Vegas. What is going on? Now, this is in the space of 12 hours.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, they're in Las Vegas. The bridesmaid is with the groom. She says, she's live streaming them getting married. What is even going on? How is this happening?
So now the person, the bridesmaid that was cheating.
They're in Vegas getting married.
Right.
On the day of the
actual
wedding.
Like upstanding citizens.
This is amazing. Then she goes on to say, we are now taking bets on whether she's going to live stream the wedding night. Then she tweets, while waiting for me to pick, yeah. While waiting for me to pick her up, the bride changed the passwords on all her accounts, including her Netflix. Low-key update, we've decided to take the groom's multiple things to multiple Goodwill locations to make it difficult for him to get them all back. So this has happened in the space of 24 yep. hours and it's hectic. And this happened to my ex-boyfriend. And
what?
Well, he got left at the altar. Well, the night before, in fact, he found out that his bride-to-be had been with her boss.
Right.
She confessed it as they were leaving the church. They'd done the final. Now, this boyfriend had broken my heart. He was the first boy to break my heart. And when I found out this information, a petty part of me did...
You enjoyed it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say I'm a bad human.
No, you enjoyed it.
But the That's night fine. Before... Like, he cheated on me with yeah. a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Right, well, he got what was coming.
People know I'm talking about he had a Tasmanian devil tattoo on his pelvic bone.
Well, we've talked about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bad choice of tattoo.
Mm-hmm. So he's
And you're talking about the Looney Tunes Tasmanian devil, yes. not the Tasmanian
no.
devil.
No, Taz.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it happens. And we want to know on 131060, did the wedding get cancelled the night before?
Yes.
Or slash, did a member of the wedding party cheat with the bride or groom?
Oh.
These are the stories we're after this morning.
Yep.
We're trying it. We're told other radio stations do wedding phoners.
Yep, they talk about this stuff.
And we got to try and be better.
And I mean, in my social life, me and my mates, we're gathered around. We're always chatting about this kind of thing.
Oh, I love a wedding phoner.
Right the forefront of my mind.
The first
stuff.
Thing I suggest every day, I'm like, oh can riveting. We please do wedding phoners?
Mate, you should see all the books I've got on the subject.
Oh, my God. If I had a dollar every time I talked about a wedding.
Oh, mate, I'd have a dollar.
I wouldn't even have that. But 131060, did the wedding get cancelled the night before or slash it's a double banger phoner? Did someone in the wedding party cheat with the bride or groom? We'll take your hundreds of calls next. We're talking our favourite topic on this show, weddings. We love a wedding phoner here.
Oh,
you and I think weddings, I think us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk it through.
So there was an epic tweet storm happening in the States where a bridesmaid live tweeted
Calm the blues.
I just don't care. I don't know why we're doing this.
She live tweeted something.
The groom cheated with another one of the bridesmaids. And one of the bridesmaids live tweeted the cheating. And it was hectic.
And then they went off and got married in Vegas.
And then we decided to do a phoner because this is what breakfast shows do. Did you cancel the wedding the night before?
The night before the wedding.
Slash... Did a member of the wedding party cheat with the bride or groom?
Yeah.
Now, we've had so many calls.
We'll get to Jess.
Yeah. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Make sure you keep it nice and quick because
yeah,
we have
because we've got so many calls to get to
on this topic.
Yeah.
No, honey. Take your time, babe.
Take your time. We want to hear
you. What do you got on today, Jess? What's on the calendar for today? What are you doing?
Work.
Oh, drainer.
Are you going to have a run in your lunch break?
Yeah.
No.
No.
What do you do, Jess? What do you do for a crust?
I work at the NRMA, just in the office.
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's cool, yeah. Babe. So it's nice. And how old are you?
20.
Oh,
under 30. Look at that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Now, do you know anyone that had a wedding cancelled the night before?
Yeah, so it wasn't me. It was a friend of mine.
Yes.
So their families only met like the night before at the rehearsal dinner, and it didn't go fantastic.
Oh.
So they've both kind of like gone to their separate houses, you know. But the husband to be was trying to call her, but she was drunk. Phone was under the pillow on silent. She didn't answer it. And she was ready. Hair and makeup was all done. Dress was ready to go. Car was at the front. And she's seen all these, like, texts saying, call me, and missed calls from him. And she's rang him, and he just said, nah, can't do it. Got cold feet. Our families didn't get along. This isn't going to work.
Wow.
Oh, because her phone was on silent. She didn't get any of the messages.
Do you know what, though? I say good call. Like, it's very important for families to get along, or at the very least for you to have something in common with your spouse's family.
He didn't want it. If you love someone, if you really love someone, it doesn't matter about the families.
Oh, I guess.
Nah, you just, my in-laws don't see, like, no one sees anyone.
No.
If you really want to be with someone, I feel like that was an excuse.
Sure.
Like, if you.
It's a good excuse. A good time to end it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm glad that, I reckon a lot of people would have gone through with the wedding because it was planned and done, and you don't want to put people out, you don't want to annoy people, so you just do it.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, if I didn't want to marry someone, I'd go through with it and then just not sign the thing.
Not sign the form.
I'd have the party, let everyone have a good fun time. Yeah. Everyone loves a wedding.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, I go soz.
Just go, hey guys, on the way out, take your gifts.
That's for sure. Yeah. Oh no, keep the gifts.
Oh.
Well, why should I pay for the crap relationship I'm in? I want my gifts.
It's your choice.
I want my wishing well. I want my money. I'm going to need it to start a new life.
You give
all
we've
got
to
talk about my fun to start a new life. How women have start a new identity.
Oh,
fun.
Yeah. Why didn't we have that?
Why
on
don't
the
we
list?
Put that in instead of this crap?
I want to know about that because you dropped that just nonchalantly yesterday. You said you've got a little secret account.
I think most women have a start a new
and
identity
I am
bank
flabbergasted.
account. Yeah.
I don't even know how to access my real account.
In case. All women, in case you accidentally need to start a new identity because something's gone wrong, you have a little bank account stashed.
I've got money all over the place.
Oh,
that's because
you don't know where it is.
Yeah, because I get paid in cash from some jobs and I'll just like, I'll pop that in there.
And you give your 30% to the ATO.
100%. Go to a break.
We're very excited to have our next guest in. Mad as Hell returns tonight, 8:30 p.m. on the ABC. It's star and frontman and editor, I've just found out, Sean McCullough.
Yay! Thank you.
I'm genuinely excited. My default go-to, if I didn't like something for so many years, was Milo Kerrigan. I was just...
Harley, you're more than welcome to the character. I don't need him anymore. Can you do the voice?
No, it was just...
That's pretty good.
Wow. Milo was just in the room.
Hello, Sean. Welcome into the studio.
All right, Em, you want to have a go?
Nope.
I spat everywhere like Milo as well.
How can I follow perfection? You know, you just, when things are good, you don't try and top them, John. You just back out.
I think I pulled a muscle in my neck doing that.
You look like a pug again. That's the second time I've said that.
Now, listeners, some of you listening to might not know what the hell you're talking about.
Yes, Harley, I'm sure that they don't.
There was a character I should explain. There was a character I did many, many years ago on a show called Full Frontal.
That's right.
On Channel 7 called Milo Kerrigan. And it's many, many years ago, 1994 or something.
Yeah.
But on Mad as Hell tonight at 8:30, you can actually see Milo Kerrigan.
Is that true?
My career has come full circle.
That is the best.
There you go.
So I'll be tuning in.
Well, you know, we're up against State of Origin. We needed a big hook.
Yeah.
You
know?
And Milo will do that. Sure. Come on, the Kerrigan.
Sure. We did some investigation. We did some computer, modelling, and apparently that's what will draw the audience up.
You're just going to get people like me.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's really good. Now, look, Mad as Hell is back again, obviously. Now tell me, are you covering the Corbys at all? Is Chappelle made it in?
No. She's been very quiet, unless you've heard something I haven't.
No.
Well, I did read that with every social media post she puts up, her fee for the exclusive interview drops. So I reckon you guys could afford to have her on soon. I think she'd be at ABC rates.
She could, She's so probably a member of the ensemble cast.
I think so.
Well, no, we haven't. Look, I'll write this down. We haven't had Chappelle Corr. We haven't thought about it. I mean, it hasn't even entered my consciousness.
But you need to be across her auntie, Auntie Jen, who bought a 2-litre bottle of vodka to the welcome home party and just wore some thongs and a pajama t-shirt.
Harley, can I borrow your pen?
You got Rosalie Rose, the mum. Oh, this is right for you. You got Rosalie Rose, the mum. She's worth investigating just because her name's Rosalie Rose. Self-named.
Is that with a hyphen?
Of course it is.
Rosalie Rose?
Rosalie Rose.
But why?
Why not, Sean?
You've got a news segment called Bogan News. Just write that down. Bogan News.
Right. Well, people might find that condescending, but that's all right. It's the ABC.
No,
but
it's not condescending because it's ironic.
It's a good thing.
It's ironic.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, irony get you out of anything, really.
On the ABC, it does. Some people watch Kath and Kim for years and just thought, this is a great documentary.
It's a good
documentary. Kath and Kim, right?
Kath and Kim. Good title.
Kath and Kim. We put that on instead of us.
So besides Milo, what can we expect this evening, Shawnee?
Well, it's all sort of topical news. I know there's no Chappelle. We'll try and squeeze her in. I mean, because we try and keep it reasonably up to date. We haven't. It's on tonight at 8:30, but we haven't actually written it yet.
That's good.
Oh, God.
Why these notes are very important to me. So I'll be listening to the radio on the way in. Get in there about, what, 8?
Yeah.
Get in there, make up 10 past 8. The show's half an hour. That goes on at 8:30. Leaves me 20 minutes to record a 30-minute show, which, you know, is a challenge.
Yeah. No, but you can do it.
Yeah. But there's advertising. Oops, ABC.
I can't do ABC, but I can do sort of long jingles before the segments.
Hey, we do that.
That's what you do.
All we have is openers.
Well, what's you got? What's your most popular?
Oh, Poo Chat.
Oh, God.
Play Poo Chat. He'll love that.
Poo Chat. Give me your best.
Poo Chat. Poo, 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 poo. It's a Poo Chat. Poo, 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 poo. It's a Poo Chat. Poo, 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 poo.
What about sports report?
Yeah. Hang on a minute. I'm taping this on my phone for the show, so I just need to get.
You've been a comedy hero of mine, Sean. I'm really glad we got to play that for you.
Your vocals there, Harley. You stay well away from that.
I will. Oh no, I've recorded one too.
Oh, can we hear that?
It's a little bit like the poo poo song.
The
repetition of sport and balls instead of the repetition of poo.
Yes.
Which, you know, poo poo with a hyphen, as in Rosalie Rose.
Yes. They're related.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Well, we're going to regret that so much because we do love you. But,
yes.
Now we've got poo and balls. And that's
poo
what
balls.
Our chat consisted with one of the most upper echelon highbrow comics in this country. Fantastic. I feel great. Thanks. No, I'm so sorry, Sean.
Tune into the show if you want more.
Can you believe we're last?
Ben
Hammond, I don't know how that even happened.
No, don't say that on air.
You're not meant to reference it. So when we go live, we won't say that.
Yeah, when we're on the air, we won't say that we're number last.
Wait a minute, the red light's on.
Oh, dear God!
Oh, God! Sean McAuliffe, Mad as Hell returns tonight, 8:30 p.m. on the ABC. You better get there and record that show.
All right. The program director is there at the window. Making a slashing gesture across his throat.
Oh, that's happened. That's already happened.
We've got to go to news.
I don't know if anyone... We've talked about... Obviously, I'm very, very big netball family, passionate Netty family, and earlier in the week I did talk about the fact that there was a bib issue in a game that cost us a goal.
Yes.
Well, last night Marcella played her rep semi-final.
Oh, yes.
So Saturday's just for a bit of fun, but Tuesday nights are rep proper.
Yeah.
And so last night we got to the centre where she plays, and I walked in and I was standing. You have to pay for everyone to come in, whether you're playing or not, right?
Right.
So I didn't have any cash in my wallet. So I went, there's an ATM right next to the reception.
And that's how you support a local club.
Yeah.
How you get in.
It's all good. Well, this is actually like a national centre. It's where they play Commonwealth Games
and
Olympics.
Right.
It's a big netball centre. So, but that's fine. I have no issue paying. So I put my card, went to put my card in, and the receptionist, I just hear in the corner of my ear, just, no, don't do that. I don't have any change. You can just tap it here.
Right.
And I said, I need money for work for tomorrow. I want to buy everyone coffees. And she's like, no, please don't. And I turn around.
Does she run the ATM?
Well, I don't know, but it just got my back up.
Of course. You're being told what to do.
But I also then found myself having to explain that I like to buy a round of coffees for everyone in the morning. I've got no cash and I don't want to give my card to Brody because who knows, I'd probably go out and buy moonshine and runners.
Right. It does look like a moonshine drinker.
And so I'm having this whole back and forth with this woman who I want you to imagine like a sinewy, gin-soaked 80-year-old yoga teacher slash ex-hardcore netballer slash Margaret Thatcher slash Voldemort.
Okay, so the receptionist from Monster Inc.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And I'll turn around and so I find myself having to explain. And then my daughter, Odette, and Marcello were throwing the ball to each other and the door was opening. And she's like, can you tell your daughters to stop doing that? I'm cold, because the air was coming in.
Yeah.
And so I turned around and I looked at her and said, are you speaking to me? And she said, well, now I'm
Did
speaking
you get a bit taxi driver?
Yeah. And she said, no, I'm speaking to your daughters. And I said, oh, my God. So then I walked up to her with my cash, and so she's huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
And then she said, are any of these kids under 12? And I said, yes, she's 10. Oh, so that would be one.
Oh,
at this point, my husband has grabbed my elbow.
Yeah.
Because you know me.
Yeah.
I'm nice, and then there's no crescendo.
And he's not doing a dominant grab. He's doing
lock
it down, buddy. Lock it down,
you
mate.
You would do the same.
Yeah, yeah. I'd go, hey.
You have to do that all the time with me. And I appreciate having a radio husband who knows and a real-life husband who knows the bup-bup-bup squeeze.
Pull it back.
And if any of you are passionate women out there like me, you know the bup-bup-bup squeeze.
Yeah.
It drives you even more crazy. Rarely does the bup-bup-bup squeeze work.
No. Because then you turn around and go, don't you bup-bup-bup me.
God, you know me. You know me better than I know myself. And so that would be one. Then I said, yes, it would. And so I hand over the money. We walk through. And then I happen to turn back and look at her, and she's mimicking me. She's taking me off to the stuff, mate.
Uh-oh.
She was doing little faces like my face. I'm like, yeah, my face doesn't look like a sucked-in prune.
Bitch didn't know who she was dealing with.
So I walked over like this.
Like a Muppet.
Yes.
In your Gucci shoes.
In my Gucci shoes. And I said to her, you know what I did? I did the age old, and what's your name?
Oh.
What's your name? I didn't catch it. And
yeah.
She pulls across her jacket and points to her name tag. I go, all right, Pauline. And I'm using the name her parents gave her. I said, all right, Pauline, and what's your manager's name?
Yeah.
And she gave the manager's name. And
you
I
don't
said,
even have a show me the manager haircut, but you were pulling it.
Because I wanted her to know that I wanted to know her name. Because why else? Why would I want to know her name? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
You're going to write a letter. You're going to write a letter?
Nah.
Nah.
But I wanted her to think I was going to write a letter. As if I could be bothered writing a letter. Oh, my God. I'd have to find the email address. I'd have to actually write it.
You know what's good for this? Twitter.
100%.
Go and do it in 140 characters.
Because what else is Twitter for? But celebrities complaining about airlines, celebrities telling people they're in business class, and B-grade, D-grade celebrities complaining
cracking
about
it.
Yes! To Twitter!
Amelia, I have a letter for you.
Oh, Jesus.
There's been a letter written. You're in trouble.
Are these the type of letters we need to be reading out?
Hi, M.
Yes.
I hope you're well. That's a nice start.
I am. Today, I've come good. I started off with acid on my nerve endings.
Yeah.
I've ended mildly pleased.
Yeah.
Sean McAuliffe came in.
It's
great.
I heard that you were having some issues getting a good, strong blow. Thank you, Christian. That was for you. Still Australia would love to come to your rescue and invite you to pop into your local Still dealer and select a blower of your choice. The other day you talked about having a blower that couldn't blow a single leaf off the driveway.
Not one. It's like...
Because it turns out because you bought a battery-powered one.
I bought a lady leaf blower.
Yeah, a lady blower.
A lady blower. Hang on, are you telling me that they're offering me a free leaf blower?
Well, they're actually saying that they could. You could get a battery one as well that could blow off skin.
What?
But you can choose a petrol or a battery one. It's very nice, isn't it?
Who is it?
Still.
And can I pick anyone I want?
Anyone you want, they said.
Can I pick one where I just stand at the front door like, say hello to my little friend?
You can have the biggest and best one you can find, petrol or battery, whatever you prefer. They won't be a lady blower in sight.
Do you think they come with both, where you can switch to reserve power should something go wrong with one? I'm sure there's been developments. Oh, my God, I've got spit coming out my mouth.
You're very excited. You're frothing at the mouth hole.
I'm sure there's been developments in the leaf blower industry where if the battery suddenly doesn't work, it just rings. The petrol. Or you could combine powers and it's battery and petrol running together at the same time. Oh my God, the possibilities are endless. And imagine if I took it to a live show, it could be a wind machine. You could hold it up. You could hold it up the back of the theater and I would still have Beyonce hair because I got a weave.
Yes. All of those things are probably not true, but you can go in.
So who is, what's that?
Still.com.au is the website.
Well, if they're going to give me a free leaf blower, I'm going to plug the whole way
but
down.
But that will be a big change for what you have. I guarantee it. I've used
one
of these.
Are you saying I can't handle the power?
Blowers? No.
Do I?
Well, why would I say that?
Are you being Doughty McDowdison?
Live on air. Why would I say that? No, it'll just be a very big change.
Off air, you doubted that I could start it.
No, I just said you're gonna. No, I didn't. You're making things up.
What did you say?
I just said now you have to spend the rest of your life starting a petrol-powered leaf blower, and they can be quite hard.
Because you did say that the other day when I said I want a petrol one, because I didn't know you were going to read that letter out.
This has been the worst bit of acting.
I read the letter already. I knew.
Daniel Day-Lewis is quitting acting and stepping into the role of method actor of choice.
I just signed to the website and the petrol ones can eliminate wet layers of leaves and tackle clipping small branches and grass.
Small branches?
No, small branches.
Wet leaves, because all it's done is rain.
Do you know what you can do with petrol-powered leaf blowers?
You can put in the gutters.
No, you can actually hover a possum on the top of it. You sit a pot and you can just make them look like they're flying.
Don't do that.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen wouldn't have got in your ears without the help of B from Yahoo 7. Next time you need the latest gossip, viral videos and the hottest topics, you'll find them at yahoo7.com.au/BE.